It's funny, you know, what do you say at a time like this? I said to you on the 7th of January, which was technically the 1 year, that it felt like a lifetime ago since we came to be in this place. And I think about the psalm. As a matter of fact, I deviated from the lectionary and used some scriptures that I felt really reflected the spirit of this community, things that the Lord has been doing in our midst. The psalm, if you picked up on it, talks about trouble, but the faithfulness of God to bring a people through. The Old Testament reminder that we are called to walk in the ways of the Lord, to love Him and to serve Him, to learn His commandments and do those. The Philippians 2 passage, which is where we really get the heart of our name, servants of Christ, from. It's simply be like Jesus. He who was King of Kings became a servant to all. But when I got down to the gospel reading, I really didn't know where to go. I knew this was the year of Luke, and this is the gospel year for Luke. And so I began to just read the gospel of Luke from chapter 1, verse 1. And I came to the end of the Sermon on the Plain. And it just seemed like this was the appropriate place to stop. Jesus' words, warning us in a parable that we must be careful that we build on the foundation, the true foundation, the rock, so that when in future years troubles come, and they will, as they do to all people, even righteous people, that the wind and the storms will not be able to tear away what God has done. I feel like I'm really preaching to the choir, because you're a people who's made a huge decision. You have chosen to be obedient to God and step out of comfort to be faithful to the Scriptures and to the Lord of the Scriptures, Jesus Christ. Jesus is saying that we must make sure that we are building on the foundation that is truly His. And I know that that's what we've done. But tonight I want to say to you that as we look forward to the future, we have to make certain that everything we do from here out remains upon that foundation. I don't know much about the building industry, but I know that when you build a building, you have to first dig out and put the footers in. You pour the concrete. You lay the foundation. And I've seen buildings that have stood hundreds of years, and I've seen buildings that have crumbled under poor foundations. And so tonight I want to remind us, just really briefly, of the foundation that we are built upon. Jesus says at the end of the Sermon on the Plain, "This is the wise builder who hears my words and puts them into action." We are called to make sure that we are listening to the words of Jesus and obeying them. And each step of the way from here on out, each plank we lay, each design we make, that we're built on the foundation of Christ. And fundamentally, Jesus is calling us to build upon Himself. And that this community has got to exemplify Jesus Himself. I I don't know about you, but that's pretty tough to do for me. If you read the whole Sermon on the Plain, which is the Luke version of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel, it's some pretty lofty vision of how we're to live our lives out. And the thing I would say to you is that as I begin to dream about the future of servants of Christ, I want to make sure that we're building upon the foundation. If I had, could look down, 15, 20 years, there are a few things that I would hope that would be just so fundamental to this place. Wherever we are, whatever buildings we build, whatever structural form we take on, that there would be things that would just be such a part of our DNA that they would just be non-negotiables. Of course, love and adherence to the Scripture would be first. That a relationship with Jesus Christ would be what we are all seeking for that's what Jesus is truly talking about. But beyond those things, I would pray that we would be these four things. First, that we would be people of prayer. When I read the Sermon on the Mount or the Sermon on the Plain here in Luke, I am driven to my knees. For I don't know how to act as Jesus would act. And so I'm driven to my knees to seek to be the kind of person that He would call me to be. And to seek His direction, we need to be a people of prayer above anything. Especially in light of the success that God has given us. Many begin well, but then they rush ahead and they anticipate God. And they get out ahead of the plans of God. We have to be a people of prayer. We need to be a people who are driven to our knees so that the foundation will remain strong. My prayer would be beyond that, that we would be givers. You see, when I read the Sermon on the Mount, I see over and over again Jesus calling us to be givers, to not being afraid to give away. Resource, people, blessings. Verse 38 of the Sermon on the Plain says, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put on your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." I pray that we would be people that would give away generously. That we would seek to bless others. Because I think that reflects the foundation that Jesus is calling us to. Prayer, giving. I pray that we'd be kind-hearted. Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, "Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but not to notice the log in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye,' when you yourself do not see the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take out the log out of your own eye, and then you will be able to see clearly the speck in your brother's eye." Now, for a long time, I thought that meant that I had a big log in my eye, and you guys had little specks in your eyes. But really, we all have big logs in our eyes, and we all have little specks in our eyes. And what Jesus is saying is, don't be concerned with little specks. Don't pick each other apart. Be kind-hearted to one another. The foundation that we have to build on is one of kind-heartedness. Gracious to one another. I pray that we're prayers, that we're givers, that we're kind-hearted. Lastly, I pray that we are people who know and tell the good news of Jesus Christ. We did a newcomers class a little while ago, and actually we're just finishing it up, and one of the people were saying to me, how does the church get into such a crazy place where bishops and priests are doing all sorts of things that are never intended to be said, let alone acted out? And the only conclusion I could come to is that I struggle with the person. I kind of, you know, I'm an extrovert, so I talked it out. I said, you know, best I can tell, it's because we stopped learning and knowing things for ourselves, and we put our trust in our clergy. And when the clergy began to learn and teach and think different things, they led the church to a place it never expected to go. I hope the DNA of servants of Christ is a place where we each individually know and do the gospel. And that we individually can tell each other and our leaders when we go astray, no, that's not the gospel. This is the gospel. This is who Jesus was. This is what Jesus taught. This is why He died for our sins on the cross. This is the foundation that we have to have. Pray that we are people who know and tell the gospel. This is my dream for us. Built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, continuing in what we have done already, but seeking more and more to be faithful. I heard a famous pastor, was credited to this man, to have said that we tend to overestimate what we can accomplish in a year, and we underestimate what we can accomplish in 5 years. And I think about all that we've accomplished in a year, and I'm amazed. I am amazed. I'm shocked. I thought it would be me and Jody and about 15 people sitting in a room someplace. We've begun, but we must be assured that the foundation is set. We must be sure that we are people of prayer, that we are willing to give, that we are kind to one another, and that we know and tell the gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.